It's the Home Run with Lee Dixon on a Monday afternoon. It's Home Run Health Matters time. Colin Wood from Full Life Pharmacy. Hello.
G'day, Lee. How are you?
Good. Now, summer is upon us once again, and temperature's been a little bit warmer over the weekend, so it's time to refocus on what we need to do to protect ourselves from the dangers of the sun, and in particular, how we go about choosing a good sunscreen. Now, Colin, there's so many sunscreens to choose from. How do we know which one to pick?
Yeah, it is a bit hard sometimes. There's a few simple things to keep in mind, though, when we're protecting ourselves from the sun, and choosing an effective sunscreen is certainly one of those things. And there's a lot of information to sift through. There's a big list of things on the back of the bottle. It's hard to know really which ones are the best for protecting our skin. But I guess it comes down, you need to consider the appropriate SPF factor, whether it's broad spectrum, whether it's water resistant, whether it's a lotion or a cream or an ointment or a roll-on or a spray. As you say, there's a lot of different things, but I guess sunscreen is important, but it's only part of the solution. You know, the best sunscreen in the world isn't really that much use if it's not applied properly. So it's important that you put it on properly and you know how to use it and, you know, put it on often enough as well.
Yeah, so when you say it's only part of the solution, I assume you mean the slogan that has been drummed into us over the years by the Cancer Council, slip, slop, slap, seek and slide?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah. And I guess that we'll continue to hear that over this summer as well. And I guess it's because those five actions form a pretty robust protection against sun damage. So, as we all know, slip on a shirt, slop on the sunscreen, slap on a hat, seek the shade and slide on the sunglasses. But all those things reduce our active exposure to UV light, which is what causes us to burn and have damage done to our skin.
Right, so UV rays, they're the ones that burn us, aren't they? I know that back in a previous life when I was a weather presenter on the telly, we would, as soon as summer rolled around, would provide like the UV index so people would know when the risk was higher. What's the trigger point for UV levels that we need to watch out for and know that we need sunscreen on a particular day? Is it relatively easy to work out?
Well, sort of. UV light comes in a couple of different forms. Now, you'll hear of UVA and UVB and UVC, and I guess which one it isn't that important. They all damage our skin, some in different ways, but the most important thing is if the UV level is up, we need to protect ourselves. So I guess to answer your question, as a general rule, any time that UV index that you hear is over the number of 3 or classified as moderate, that's when you should be really applying sunscreen and using those other slip, slop and slap measures. So people sometimes associate warmth or glare with high UV, but UV isn't something we can actually see or feel. So the UV levels can still be really high on a cloudy day or, you know, a day when the wind's blowing, you don't necessarily feel so hot. You know, you need to be covering up at a good time. And I guess the other thing to remember is that sometimes, you know, when you go and expend long periods in the sun, or if you're in areas where there's reflective surfaces like water or sand or concrete, those are going to burn you more easily as well. So the number of 3 is just really a baseline, but it's a bit different from that sometimes.
Right, let's go to sunscreen choices now. Let's narrow the list. You mentioned SPF factor. Should we choose the highest number we can find?
Yeah, the highest number is usually better, but it's not necessarily a deal breaker. Up until 2012, the highest sun factor we could get was SPF 30, which blocks out over 96% of UV exposure. But now we have, since that time, we've had SPF 50, but then the blockage of that is 98%. So it's only really a 2% difference between SPF 30 plus and SPF 50 plus. So even though the number is high, it's not necessarily more. So the most important thing is that the sunscreen you have does have a TGA-approved SPF rating, and it's also classified as broad spectrum sunscreen as well.
What's broad spectrum?
So broad spectrum refers to the amount of the UV light. We mentioned before that it's split into different types.
Yeah.
So a broad spectrum sunscreen protects against both UVA and UVB, which are the ones that are dangerous to us. So some of them only protect against one or the other, but so a broad spectrum one is against both, so that's really important.
Okay, so make sure you keep an eye out for that. Now, what about water-resistant sunscreens? Are they significantly better if we're going for a swim?
Yeah, they are specifically designed to last longer if you're in the water, but it's important to remember that they need to be applied at least 20 minutes before you go into the water and then reapplied every 2 hours. Now, on the bottle, you'll see, you know, water-resistant foil, 4 hours tested and things like that, but that's a little bit misleading because when they're tested for that four-hour thing to be still useful, the testing procedures aren't that arduous. So they don't, when the people are doing testing, they don't allow them to towel off. They're not perspiring. They're literally just soaking in water for the 4 hours or whatever. So when you're doing those other things like, you know, tailing yourself off or running around and playing sport and then getting in the water and sweating, that reduces the sun protection by those water-resistant ones as well. So every 2 hours is what you need to do if you're in the water.
Now, you did say that there are quite a few to choose from. What else do we need to consider when choosing sunscreen?
Yeah, I guess the type of sunscreen you want. Some people use a lotion, which is rubs in usually a lot easier. Some people use a cream because it's easier to manage and, you know, not as runny. It doesn't sort of go all over the place if you spill it. So you need to consider whether it's for your face or your body, although you can use a face sunscreen for your body and a body sunscreen for your face, so they're not that specific. Other people have sensitive skin, so there's sensitive skin products, and certainly with little kids as well, you might want to consider those. And I guess there's dry touch ones, which don't have that oily film on the skin, but they can be irritants sometimes to those sensitive skin types. So a few things to consider.
And those oily ones really do attract the sand when you're at the beach too. We know that feeling all too well.
Oh, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? That sand.
What about sunscreen application tips?
Yeah, so most people generally don't apply enough sunscreen, so you should use at least a teaspoonful for each of your limbs, one for each the front and the back of your body, and also for your face, neck and ears, those sorts of things. So most people generally don't use that much sunscreen. I guess the other thing, it needs to be applied 20 minutes before you go out in the sun, or as I mentioned before, before you go in the water. So it's best to put it on before you leave the house rather than when you get to the pool or the beach or the Christmas party or wherever you're going to be in the sun. And reapply every 2 hours just to be safe, because it's you know, it does wear off quite quickly, and especially again if you're in the water. The spray-on sunscreens and to a degree roll-on sunscreens generally don't provide that good of sun protection, because it's hard to get enough of them on your skin to actually be effective. It's all very convenient to be able to just roll on and go, or spray and go, but if you're spraying them, you're usually outside, so the wind's blowing it away. Not all that gets on your skin, so just be wary of that.
Good to know. Any other questions, ask your pharmacist, and Colin and the team at 4 Life Pharmacy in Ulverston will definitely sort you out. They know what they're talking about. Cheers for your time in 2022, mate. We're going to down tools now as far as this segment's concerned, and we'll return next year.
Sounds good, Lee. Talk to you then.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
You too.